Shalom, this is Rabbi Stephen Moskowitz of Congregation L'Dor V'Dor, and this is my sermon from Friday evening, November 26, 2021, looking at how we are always unsettled, even though the Torah opens with the verse that Jacob, our ancestor, is settled.
Great Shabbat. So a few words of Torah. I know this is kind of a rabbi thing, but I've often thought to myself, like, what's a central verse of the entire Torah? It's probably not what everyone sits around thinking about and pondering. What is the most important verse in the Torah? And I've often thought to myself, well, it's V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself, from the book of Leviticus. Or, in fact, the even more often repeated phrase, love the stranger, which is repeated 36 times. That would be a good vote, something that's repeated so many times in only five books. But tonight, I wanted to think about, like, from a literary perspective, you know, what is, like, the central verse? What is the, like, sentence? What is the, that the whole story turns around? There's one verse in the book of Exodus. Again, I know this is a rabbi thing to be thinking about, like, oh, this is the verse. No, that's the verse. And so you can imagine myself, I hope, arguing with myself as I'm trying to contemplate this. You know, so I've often thought there's a verse in the book of Exodus that says that God led the people around and around in the wilderness. Just around, you know, like purposely led the people in kind of the wrong direction. Like, the whole purpose of the Torah is wandering. But this week, we have maybe even a more central verse, and it's kind of a verse that offers us an ironic twist to the entire Torah from a literary perspective. It's the opening verse of our Torah portion for this week, which is Vayeshev. And the verse is Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Kanaan. That Jacob was settled in the land that his ancestors traveled around, in the land of Canaan. And this verse, you read it, you're like, well, there's the end of the Torah. We got to the prize. We arrived in the land of Canaan. We arrived in the land. That's the book. The whole Torah is over in 40 chapters, not five books. It's completely finished. But of course, if we've all read the Torah since every single year, the same book over and over again, and heard about the same Torah portions, actually, this verse is exactly the kind of turn that the entire thing hinges on. Just when we thought we were settled in the land, we all know the rest of the story. Joseph is going to be sold into slavery. He's going to land in Egypt. The entire family is going to go there. We're going to become slaves in Egypt. We're going to be slaves for 400 and something years. Then we're going to be freed from Egypt, and we're going to wander forever trying to get back to the land of Canaan that we never arrive at until after the Torah is finished in the book of Joshua. So the whole Torah ends not even getting to the land. So we have this brief moment where Jacob, Yaakov, who is also Israel, who is our namesake, is settled in the land. And the whole point of the Torah seems to be, you think you're settled, but you're not. The whole thing and the whole mystery of life is that we're constantly unsettled. So as soon as you think you're settled, it's going to be turned upside down. And of course, that can mean in a literal perspective, on the land, in the place. But actually, I think when we reflect on our own lives, just when you thought you got there, when you arrived, there's something that hits you or something that turns you, and you got to regroup and you got to reorient and you got to write a new story for yourself. I mean, all of us have been thrown for a massive curveball with this pandemic that we're still in. I don't need to point that out to everyone. So, you know, one of my answers was sort of, okay, I'll just get another piece of technology in the house. You know, that, and it's sort of like, oh, that's going to answer it. You're going to have Google Home in every single room in the house, and then you're going to be settled, and you're going to feel okay. But of course, that doesn't work. You can get all the technology you want, and there's still going to always be that feeling of being unsettled. You always have to be striving. The entire message of the Torah is, in fact, just when you think you've settled and you've arrived, the journey actually begins again. That's the whole message, in a nutshell. That's it. You think you got there, but it's momentary, and it's an illusion. Jacob is settled in the land, and immediately afterwards, the brothers conspire against Joseph, and he's sold into slavery, and the whole nother story is written. And that's exactly what happens to each of us. We have to reclaim that sense. The message of the Torah is, well, you may be unsettled, and you may think when you've arrived that you've got there, but actually most of the book of our lives is written after Jacob. The rest of the Torah is the whole story of wandering and being unsettled, arriving at one place and then moving to another. That's our life as well. May we gain strength from our ancestors' story on this Shabbat.